What are you uncertain about? Like most of us, you're probably a little embarrassed about your uncertainties and blind spots, but author Maggie Jackson is here to tell us we're thinking about it all wrong. In her new book, Uncertain, The Wisdom and Wonder of Being Unsure, Maggie argues that properly understood, our very ignorance can be a gadfly for learning. Maggie is an award-winning journalist and speaker known for her pioneering writings on social trends and technology. Here she is to share five big ideas from her new book.
Hi, I'm Maggie Jackson, an author and journalist who writes about aspects of life that are woven into the fabric of our days but are undervalued and misunderstood, such as the nature of home and the workings of attention in the digital age. My new book, Uncertain, explores why we should paradoxically seek uncertainty in times of angst and flux. Here are five big ideas from the book. Number one, uncertainty unsettles us, and that is its gift. Think of how uneasy you feel on the first day of a new job or while waiting for test results. Humans are built to need answers. That makes evolutionary sense. In laboratory experiments, people are more stressed when they aren't sure if they're going to get an electric shock than if they know one is coming. But is that the whole story? Look closer, and you'll find surprising upsides to the unease of uncertainty. When you confront something new, ambiguous, or unexpected, a kind of mismatch emerges between your old expectations and a new reality. You don't know, and body and mind spring into action. Stress hormones and chemicals activate, and your heart beats fast, and you might sweat, but at the same time, powerful neurotransmitters trigger remarkably positive changes in the brain. Your working memory expands, your focus broadens, the brain becomes more receptive to new data. As one neuroscientist told me, the brain is telling itself, something's to be learned here. Uncertainty is good stress. This is why this mindset is the mark of the persuasive negotiator, the most capable student, and the resourceful executive. Nobel Prize-winning scientist Katalin Karinko labored in obscurity for decades to find the potential within mRNA. By harnessing the wakefulness of her uncertainty when things kept going wrong, she laid the groundwork for the very first COVID vaccines. And in the days and minutes before his 1963 I Have a Dream speech, Martin Luther King Jr. didn't quite know what he would say. Before the speech, he sought extra advice from his inner circle, and he was still revising his remarks from the dais. His uncertainty allowed him to be brilliantly attuned to the divisions and tensions of the moment and deliver one of the greatest speeches in history. Far from miring us in inertia, unsettling uncertainty is a state of mind that is critical to human achievement. My second big idea is to get better at what you're doing, try not knowing. One morning, I was standing in a Toronto operating room, observing one of Canada's top surgeons take out the cancerous half of a man's liver. I had traveled there to see if uncertainty plays a role in superior performance in high-stakes moments. That day, the surgeon was efficient, facile, quick, and sure. He was impressive until he thought he'd made a lethal error and the operation ground to a halt. This surgeon epitomizes our ideal vision of swashbuckling know-how. But could our long-held notions of expertise be wrong? We become expert by building experience and knowledge into honed automaticity. After a time, we know just what to do. Chest pains, that means a heart attack. This heuristic thinking works very well in predictable situations. But when something goes wrong, we tend to cling to what we already know and we begin to fail. This is called routine expertise. In fields from accounting to sports and medicine, years of experience are weakly correlated or not correlated at all with skill and accuracy. In contrast, adaptive experts spend more time on messy new problems than even novices do. And they test and evaluate more solutions, a practice called progressive deepening. By carefully exploring the possibilities within uncertainty, adaptive experts are nimble in a crisis. To get better at what you do, try not knowing. Even at the top of your game, adopt beginner's mind. Be curious and skeptical in mid-crisis or during the critical phase of a routine. Thankfully, the Toronto surgeon just had a near miss, but his saga holds a lesson for us all. True experts know when to break the inertia of their knowing to pursue greater ends. When you're uncertain, as one physician scientist told me, that's when you care. Insight 3 is we need more, not less, conflict. The NASA team that discovered that water had flowed on Mars was one of the most innovative in space history. They put the first rovers on the Red Planet and discovered clues to the origins of life. How did they do it? They cultivated disagreement to gain uncertainty. Humans love to be on the same page. We hire for fit and cluster at work with people like us. But teams in agreement are complacent. They tend to discuss what everyone already knows. Over time, they become less accurate and race to snap judgments. Mount Everest climbing expeditions that have diverse knowledge among team members, yet emphasize an all-for-one group mentality, are more likely to suffer the death of a team member. In contrast, mild discord and dissent spurs groups to be more creative, inclusive, and effective. Now, is this because the best side in the argument wins, or the dissenting voice rides in waving the flag of the right answer? No. Such performance gains occur even if a dissenting voice is wrong. Instead, it's uncertainty that propels a group toward better collaboration. Judicious disagreement jolts a group onto uncommon ground, where the critical work of questioning, rethinking, and not knowing can begin. As scientist Joel Chan told me, you want to increase your uncertainty to find out what you hadn't thought of before. That's where disagreement comes in. In this new effervescent dynamic, assumptions are shaken, missing evidence surfaces, discussions intensify. This is true in groups ranging from juries, healthcare teams, executive boards, to the Supreme Court. During the Mars Explorer rover mission, 1 in 5 conversations were micro-conflicts that mostly included expressions of uncertainty, such as maybe or sometimes. Meetings deliberately ended with a listening ritual, a call for new or opposing views. Such practices were central to the project's success, studies show. Adam Stelzner, a lead mission engineer, calls this holding on to doubt in order to work at the edge of what's possible. So the next time that everyone on your team quickly nods yes, throw out a cordial maybe. Discover the power of uncommon ground. Insight number 4. The world is not bird-free. Once there was a teacher who was so afraid of birds that if one flew close by, she'd hide in her car. She went to one of the world's greatest anxiety specialists, and he did one thing. He gave her a guide to birds. In a few weeks, she went out and adopted a pet bird. Many people ask me, how can I get better at contending with uncertainty? The story of the bird can help show us the way. By taking a closer look at uncertainty, we can discover that this mindset is not something to fear, but rather a source of wonder, curiosity, and even delight. We can start by trying on uncertainty. Try answering your phone without caller ID, a prospect that a young relative of mine called terrifying. Muse on a question without turning to Google. Explore your unsureness. Or give a junior colleague the lead on a project. You may be surprised by the outcome. People who use these actual exercises to learn how to lean into uncertainty wind up significantly less anxious, worried, and depressed, and they feel more resilient, research shows. Fear of the unknown is now seen as a root vulnerability for many mental disorders. This makes sense. When you can inhabit and leverage uncertainty, you're better able to contend with life itself, which is, after all, endlessly changeable, multifaceted, and unpredictable. I used to swim in city pools. Each time I wanted a perfect swim, a lane to myself, the right water temperature. During the pandemic, I moved to the shore and began swimming in the Atlantic Ocean year-round. Now, I never know quite what I will get every morning. Each swim is exciting and daunting. But I'm thriving in body and mind more than ever before. My daily dose of uncertainty strengthens me. Let's stop assuming that the world is bird-free. I mean, uncertainty-free, and discover all that not knowing offers. The last and fifth big idea from Uncertain is uncertainty may save humanity. Great strides have been made in AI by designing models and robots that can single-mindedly pursue a goal, learning as they go. But giving increasingly powerful systems a mission and letting them take care of the rest is risky. Their unstoppability may be our demise. That's why some of AI's top leaders are working to reimagine the field with uncertainty in mind. They're building AI that can be unsure of its aims and so be more honest, teachable, inclusive, and safe. For example, an unsure cop robot will admit that there's a 30% probability that the man on the street is not the suspect, rather than simply giving the go-ahead on an arrest. At Virginia Tech, I met one of the world's first I-don't-know robots and saw firsthand their potential to change our contested relations with technology. And perhaps most intriguingly, scientists working to imbue AI with uncertainty told me that making humble, honest systems was helping them to cultivate these qualities within themselves. One day, unsure AI may hold up a mirror to our better selves and so inspire us to admit to and harness our uncertainty. Or even sooner, we could begin to role model this essential human quality for each other. When you're unsure, you can see the possibility, not just the set-in-stone wrong, of someone who differs from you. When you can question the idea that knowing should be instant and pat, you can recognize how rarely does one tempo, one viewpoint, or one template suffice. We're still a long way from fully realizing the unsung potential of being unsure. But I suspect that a seismic shift in humanity's approach to not knowing is at hand. It's not outrageous, and increasingly, it may be necessary to ponder a future in which our uncertainty can save humanity. And it's none too soon to begin working toward this end. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Maggie. That was Maggie Jackson with five big ideas from Uncertain, the wisdom and wonder of being unsure. You might also like our book bite for Radical Uncertainty, Decision-Making Beyond the Numbers by Mervyn King and John Kay. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening and have a great day.